does means nothing, and lakeach has nothing. Even when the father dies, still does not go to this person. Kinyan aguf is the main thing. So since it's still by the father, what the son sold meant nothing. I mean, the kinyan peres is ikar. Fresh lakeach kon lakeach. What lakeach bought it is good. Kasiyo, the kinyan aguf is ikar. So since the mice of the father sold it to the son, gave it for a present to the son, it's called the son is the main owner here. So when the son sells it, the kinyan is chal. Even though the person that bought it can't use it, that's only calls him on the father's alive. When the father dies, then that person has the right to use it, even though the son died first. So it's like this. Rabbi Yerchin, that person does not receive it. Why? Kinyan peris, ki kinyan aguf dami. The main thing is the person that has the terrorist the right to use the field. Here the father still has the right to use the field. So when the father's alive, what the son does means nothing. Because the kinyan ha-terrorist was by the father. So therefore, if the son dies first and never really received it, then what the son sold is nothing. For Eshlof Yisama no, konalakech, the person that bought it off the son, even though the son dies first, so what? When the son sold it, it's called a good mechira. You know why? Because Rashlakas holds kinyan teres. That the father only has the right to use the field, the teres, lav kinyan aguf dami. That's not called like the kinyan aguf. In other words, when the father gave the present to the son right now, the son owns the guf for the karka. That's the main thing. Therefore, if the son now sells it to somebody else, he has the right to sell it to somebody else, even though that person can't use it. That's because the teres, the father left over. So the father has the teres until the father dies. When the father dies, then this person takes over completely. So kitzur the machlokes of Yechon and Meshlokes is whether a kinyan teres, the fact the father has the right to use the field, is that the main type of a kinyan or not? So Gemara asks, I've off legal bochod is in the argued already one time about this. The Yitma will learn like this. Ha moiche sodeil a teres. If somebody sells his field to somebody else, not that that person should really own the field, just that he should have a right to use the crop. I'm selling you my field that you could, in other words, like you're renting out your field for a year or two. I'm just renting it to you. I'm selling you that you should have a right to pay us to use the field. But the goof still belongs to me. So in such a case, Rav Yechanan Amar Yechanan says, when the person that bought the field plants and grows teres, maybe the kera, he has the right to bring bikurim, and he could be korei also. Why? Because since the person has the kinyan ha-teres, that's called the main thing. It's called like he has the karka here. So he could be maybe bikurim and korei, say the parsha. However, Resh Lakish Rama, no. Maybe he has to bring bikurim, but v'yena korei, can't say the parsha. Why not? Rav Yechanan Amar, maybe the korei k'sava kinyan, teres and kinyan aguf dami. Rav Yechanan holds the fact this person owns the field for the right to use it, just the teres, that's called like a kinyan aguf. So it's called like he owns the guf of the karka. Therefore, he could bring bikurim, and he could say the parsha al adam shenasatali. It's called like he has a kinyan in the karka itself. However, Resh Lakish Rama, no, maybe the ain't a kara. He could bring bikurim, but he can't say the parsha. He doesn't read the parsha. You know why? Because kinyan peris, all this person owns is just the right to use the field. He only has a kinyan peris of usage. And if Resh Lakish holds, lav kekinyan aguf dami. That's not called like the guf. Therefore, you can't say the parsha of al huadoma shenasatali. You can't say shenasatali. It's not your field. So we learned already once this machlekes of Yochanan Meshlokish. What do we have to have another machlekes here for? So the Gemara answers, Omolach Rabbi Yochanan says, af lagav de bialma kinyan peris kinyan aguf dami, even though all over a kinyan peris is to kinyan aguf. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Kinyan peris, kinyan aguf tami, therefore by the kurim. Rabbi Yochanan knows it could be maybe the kaira, but ho chitzrach. But over here, by the father to the son, I need the chiddush. Why? Because talk with Tadachim, and I would have thought to say, Abba legabe brei, a father negay to his son, achulu yochel. He's like moichel his rights. When the father gives up his property, that gives his property to his son, maybe a father really means to make the son the real owner. Even though the father leaves over the rights to use it. But maybe he's like moichel to the son, maybe here I would not call the father the real owner. Maybe I would say the son is the real owner. That's why the Chiddush know that even in the case of a father to his son, still, if the father leaves over the right to use the Peiris, it's still called the father as the main owner. Kamashman, that's the Chiddush. And I'll tell you, Rav Shimon ben Lokesh Shamar, he says also a Chiddush over here. That Afagav de Bialma, Kenyan Peiris, Lav, Kenyan Aguv Dami, even though all over I hold Rav Lokesh's Svar is, that if you only have the right to use the field, it's not called like you own it, you cannot be Kareya, the Pasha, Bikurim, Hochitzruch. But here by the father, I need a Chiddush to say that it's not cool that the father owns it. I need a Chiddush to say that the son owns it. Why? Because here, Sakot, the Chim Nai, were thought to say, Kol Agave Nafshe. What happened here? The father is giving away his property to his son. So true, he's giving the son a Kinyan Aguf. And he's only leaving over for himself a Kinyan Peiris. So even though Rosh Lakish says all over, the main thing is the Kinyan Aguf, but over here I would have thought to say it's different. That since the father was the owner at the beginning, and he's leaving over for himself the Peiris, afilu b'mokam brei nafshei adifalei, even though he's giving it over to his son, but since he wants to leave it over for his own usage, to use it by himself, what you're leaving over for yourself, maybe here is the biggest svara that you want to have the Ikar Kinyan. And maybe here Rosh Lakish would agree that the father has the Ikar Kinyan here. Kamashman, that's the Chiddush now, that even in the case of a father to a son, and the father is giving away the property to the son, and even though the father is leaving for himself the Kinyan HaPeiris, he's only leaving for himself the Kinyan Peiris, that's all. But the main Kinyan is the Kinyan Aguf that the son has, and therefore Rosh Lakish holds if the son sold it to somebody else, the sale is called a good sale. Even though the son dies first, but later, when the father dies, that person receives it. So Kitzur, we need the Machlokes by us, even though there's a Machlokes already of Yochanan Rosh Lakish by Bikurim, we need the Machlokes here when a father gives away his field to his son and leaves over just the rights to use it until he dies. We need the Machlokes here again, whether that's called a Kinyan Aguf or not. Eisver of Yochanan Rosh Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked the kasha to Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish is the one that says, Kinyan Peiris is Lav, Kinyan Aguf Dami. So Rabbi Yochanan asked the question, Nichse Lecho, the father says, I want my property to go to you, V'yachrecho Yirish Ploini, and after you I want somebody else to yashin you. V'yachrev, and after that third person dies, or second person dies, Yirish Ploini, I want a third person to yashin. That's what the father says right now. I want my property first to go to Reuven, and then to Shimon, and then to Levi. It says, Alocha, Meis Rishon, the first one died, Kona, Sheni. Then the second one gets it. Meis Sheni, the second one dies, Kona Shlishi. That's what the father said. The father says, Achrecha. After the second one, it goes to the third one. What's going to be, though, Meis Sheni, Bechai Rishon? Let's say the second one died when the first one was still alive. Let's say, Meis Sheni, Bechai Rishon. So it says here, Yachsru Nechosim Liyorshe Rishon. The property goes back to the Yorshim of the Rishon. Since the second one died when the first one was still alive, so that when the first one dies, it does not go to the second one, but rather it remains by the first one. Yachsun Achos L'Yorsh Rishon. The question is, V'yimisa, if you hold like you Resh Lakish, that a Kinyan Peiris is not called Kinyan Aguf Dami, if so, V'yimisa L'Yorshe Noisimi Boilei, why does it go back to the Rishon? The Rishon only had a Kinyan Peiris. What happened here? The father gave it to the first person, but only like to use it, calls them on your life. When that person dies, it goes to the second one. So the first one only had a Kinyan Peiris. So here what happened was the second one died first. So now after the first one dies, it doesn't go to the second one. It's not alive anymore. So the question, where does it go? The first one only had a Kinyan Peiris. So according to you, Resh Lakish, that a Kinyan Peiris is not a Kinyan Aguf Dami, so the first one should not keep it. When the first one dies, it should go back to the Nisven. It should go back to the original father, the one that gave her, and it go down to his children. And here it says, no, the first one keeps it. So according to Rabbi Yochanan is very good. Even though we only have the Kinyan Peiris, but Kinyan Peiris is the Kinyan Aguf Dami. But according to you, Resh Lakish is a Kasha. So my answer is, while Malay and Echanam, Resh Lakish answered back, it's true. Kvar Tirgumar Rav Oishia B'Bovel Achrecha, Rav Oishia already learned this in Bovel, that B'Bovel that Achrecha Shani. In the case where the father says Achrecha, here it's different. Rashi says the Mashma the Guf Uperis Nosim Rishon. Since the father says I'm giving it to you, even though he says unto you after to somebody else, still
When he says to the first one, he means to give him right now the complete thing. I'm giving you the goof and the peris. Just I'm giving to you with a tenai, a condition that only stays by you, calls him on your life. When you die, then it goes over to the second one. But since I said achrecha, here it's different. Here even Rash Lakish agrees that you're meant to give the kinyan aguf away. Therefore, if the second one died first, so now when the first guy dies, it does not go to the second one, it stays by the first one's yorshim. Moshe says, v'chein the same way, Romi Rabba Bara Funa Kaimi the Rav. He also has the same question. The Yom, and he answered in the same way, achrecha shani. There's no right in the case of achrecha. Here for sure the father meant to give a whole kinyan aguf away when he says the word achrecha. For the Gemara, it's not the way the Tani would learn clearly, Yachzru L'Yorshe Noisin. There is a bris that says no, that even though the father said Lashon of Achrecha, it only means a Kenyan Teres. And therefore, and when the first one dies, since it does not go over to the second one, you know where it goes back to the one that gave it. So here you see a raya that even Achrecha is not called a Kenyan Aguf. It's only called the Kenyan Teres. It'll be a raya to Rish Lakish, and now at these Ritzim.
You're right, this is Taka Machlekes Tanoim. The Tanya learned like this. If somebody says